T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the time, for reasons that might make sense to you, perhaps they don't, but all the time, continue to have a relationship with the person who assaulted them. All the time. It's not even that, it's not even unusual. And you start trying to figure out why. With Brittany Taylor's situation, I said, here would be the reason why. She wants to be in personal training. Antonio Brown is her biggest client. Perhaps she's holding out hope that he could introduce her to other NFL clients, and this fledgling business could turn into a real boom. So if you're trying to figure out why, maybe she might just say, yes, that happened that one time or those two times, but I'm going to continue to work with this person because hopefully it'll never happen again. And, yo, I need the paycheck. Or, you know, B, maybe he'll introduce me to some of his teammates as long as I don't blow this relationship up. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying that that's it logically holds together. Even if you think you wouldn't do that under those circumstances, it doesn't mean that she or other people wouldn't. And this Matt Lauer, Brooke Nevels situation is exactly the same thing. Again, I have no idea if Brooke Nevels is telling the truth. She says she is. Matt Lauer says she's lying. Somebody's lying. I'll let other people figure it out. I'm just saying, if you're trying to figure out how she could, in theory, be sexually assaulted in Russia, but then come back and have a consensual relationship with Matt Lauer, well, it's not that hard to figure out. This is a young production assistant working at NBC, and that's Matt Lauer. He can make your career, or more accurately, crush your career. Maybe he has no interest in actually making your career, but he's Matt Lauer. He can crush your career if he wants to. So why would she, again, in theory, be assaulted by him in Russia but continue a relationship with him back when they got to the United States? Probably because she was on the climb up at NBC. And if you're trying to climb the ladder at NBC, about the last person in that time you'd want on the opposite side of a bad relationship would be somebody as powerful as Matt Lauer. Like I said, who knows who's telling the truth and who isn't, but the similarity between Brooke Neville's story and Brittany Taylor's story I thought was worth pointing out, given how much a time we spent discussing the Antonio Brown, Brittany Taylor story last month as that thing unfolded in a pretty remarkable way. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Stephen Gaskowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a 2-time Super Bowl champ, Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy.
Platinum Jewelers has a brand new location in Germantown at 9387 Poplar Avenue. Visit them or at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis or online at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website. because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
An amazing thing happened the other day. My son Ben and I were out to lunch, and Ben said, "Hey, Dad, I like your pants." Now, I've been on this earth for 57 years, and one thing nobody has ever said to me is, "I like your pants," especially my 22-year-old son. I never imagined he'd even notice my pants, but that's what happens when you shop for quality clothing and when you listen to the gentle suggestions of the people at O'Call. The pants I was wearing that day happened to be Brack's pants. I never would have bought them if they hadn't been suggested to me, but they're incredibly comfortable and irrefutably stylish. They make me look good. Yes, that's me, Jeff Calkins. Who would have figured that? This doesn't just apply to the pants at O'Call either. It applies to everything they sell. Sweaters, jackets, suits, ties. Quality clothing just feels different, and it just looks different. It's why O'Call has been in business since 1859. And right now, O'Call is brimming with new fall merchandise. Stop in and sharpen up your own wardrobe today. If O'Call can make me look stylish, well, just imagine what it can do for you.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Love Keno to go? Well, now there's more to love with a chance to win up to $300,000 just by adding Bullseye to your play. What are you waiting for? Stop by your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
It is the top of the third, SunTrust Park down in Cumberland, Georgia. St. Louis Cardinals now 11, Atlanta Braves 0. 11-0 St. Louis Cardinals after a 10-run first inning. It is the most runs ever scored in the first inning by one team in a Major League Baseball playoff game. Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekday, 9 to 11 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP. That seems an unfortunate result for the people in Atlanta. A very fortunate result for the people in St. Louis would be my analysis.
That's a proper assessment of things. Anytime you go up 11-0 after two innings in a baseball game, you are in a you're in a good place. Let me ask you,
I heard you said it was going to be an awesome day of baseball.
Yeah, kind of looks boring.
It clearly is not. It's kind of not. Yeah.
Whatever.
Have you been more? Could you ever have been more wrong?
Certainly I could have, but in terms of today, I've never been more wrong about anything today than I was about the idea that it's going to be an awesome day of baseball.
It's awesome if you're a Cardinal.
What this reminds me of is, you know, the Mets play on the East Coast, so their games usually start at like 6:05 Central, and so I don't get home till about 7:00 Central. And I know this sounds stupid to most people because it's miserable to watch the Mets every night. They're not very good, but like I actually look forward to going home and watching the Mets during baseball season. Like I can't wait to get home and turn on the Mets game, and every once in a while they'll be down like 5-0 after two, meaning by the time I get home, it feels like the game's already over. And it just like sort of ruins my entire night, or at least takes something off the table. Like I've been looking forward to this thing all day, and before I even get home, the thing's over. There are people who are Braves fans who before they even got settled in their seat, the game's over, and which means your season's over. It's a hell of a way to spend a Wednesday afternoon.
Well, it's miserable. There's the old argument, is it better to lose this way than a crushing way, right? Would you rather lose this way or a Bill Buckner way, right? Would you rather – and, I mean, here I will say if you didn't go to the game, right, if you went to the game, this is pretty miserable. But if you didn't go to the game, the advantage of it is, particularly for a playoff game, it's a little different. Like you on a regular season Mets game, you want the entertainment that night of watching the game. The stakes aren't that high.
Right.
You just want a game to watch. Here, the stakes are very high. And if you're a Braves fan, the advantage of it is you just turn it off. Like you're done. Like I don't think you watched any more of this, do you? You just turn it off. You say, I'm done. I don't put myself through this garbage. And it's like, for me, which of the Super Bowls is more painful? The Bills lost 4. I don't know if you're familiar with this. They lost 4 straight. three of them they got totally blown out, and one of them they lost on a field goal at the end. I guess I think the field goal one is better. Like, the other ones were so ignominious. Like, they were, you sit down, literally by the first quarter, you know, they're done. Dallas is rolling. The Redskins are rolling.
Well, like,
I
went and looked it up, and because I started trying to think, okay, have you been? Like, I didn't remember how those Super Bowls unfolded. I just knew the Bills lost four straight. Like, to the Redskins, they were down 17-0 at the half.
Right.
Yeah, it's just
It was they just got murdered in all three. The other three Super Bowls, they just got murdered. There's never any real suspense. You know,
Dallas
might have gone up in one of them, maybe briefly.
Dallas jumped on them. Yeah. Dallas jumped on them 28-10,
right,
and ended up winning that one 52-17. And then in the last of the Super Bowls, the Bills were actually up 13-6 at the half, but then didn't score in the second half, got outscored 24-0 in the second half, and lost 30-13.
Got murdered. Yeah. I don't know which one. Thurman lost his helmet. You know, it was just so ignominious. The whole thing. They were just awful.
Well, it is weird because, like, the Bills were – there's two ways to look at it. They were AFC champions 4 years in a row. That's amazing. And yet they almost feel like punchlines because they – not only did they never win the Super Bowl, they got smashed more often than not.
Yeah. Oh, people used to – people hated the Bills after a while because they ruined Super Bowl after Super Bowl. Like, it's supposed to be this great national holiday, and the Bills would show up, and it was – I really remember, oh, God, please don't let's not have the Bills again in the Super Bowl, and forgetting that they won the first one. Nearly won. You know, that was a great game. But the Bills, in some ways, it's funny because Atlanta's getting pounded now, and Atlanta maybe – like, I think a lot of cities think they're the worst, most tortured sports town. Right now, I know, for example, Nashville, right? They think, we're cursed because the Titans can't get anything right. Now Tennessee's lousy and whatever else. And so, but Atlanta is another one. Atlanta is, they should have won many more World Series than they did. They had the Super Bowl. You can be sure that people in Atlanta right now are Georgia and Alabama, right? Like, they have had some rough times in Atlanta. Now, they have actually had, you know, the Braves did win the one title with those Glavin years. But this feels like this is going to be triggering for Atlanta fans, don't you think? Just Atlanta sports fans generally.
Oh, sure. I mean, you're in a game five. You go down 10-0 in the first. A few years ago, you're in a Super Bowl. You're up, 28-3. You lose that. Those are two pretty bad, like, those are historic, both of them. Like, nobody's ever given up 10 runs in the first inning in a Major League Baseball playoff game till today, and 28-3 lead.
And no one had ever lost a Super Bowl like that before.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's a rough day to be an Atlanta fan.
It just, I was talking about it earlier, I was at Wrigley in 2015 when the Mets were up 3-0, so it was an elimination game for the Cubs. And yet, if you're a Cubs fan, you still come in with the same energy. Like, you know, we're going to win this game, and then, you know, who knows? Crazier things have happened. And the Mets scored 4 runs in the first, 2 more in the second. It was 6-0 after 2. And I was telling Bennett, like, the energy in Wrigley was just completely zapped. Like, it was just the nothing the rest of the game. And I imagine that's what it's like to be at SunTrust Park right now. Like,
it reminds me a little bit of – there's some Memphis basketball games, right? Was it UConn at home in the conference tournament game where they just got blasted? Was that UConn where the German guy kept hitting the threes, right? Whatever. And then a lot of the NCAA tournament games where under Josh, you went to those games thinking, okay, Michigan State's going to be really good or Virginia's going to be really good or whatever. Like, probably won't win, but we got a shot. And you just get obliterated. I mean, both those games, the Michigan State game and the Virginia game, I don't remember the particulars of them. I just remember they felt utterly futile, right? Right from the get-go. Like, you're like, okay, this ain't happening. And it is, you talk yourself into it, and you get – and Atlanta didn't have to talk themselves into it. I'm sure they were favored today, right?
Sure,
probably.
Yeah.
They were probably favored today. But in those games – I mean, I don't remember the Michigan, but Virginia just demolished them, and Michigan State just demolished them, and it is deflating.
We're talking to Jeff Coggins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's switch gears. Grizzlies were inside FedEx Forum last night. Ja Morant, and I know you weren't there, but Ja Morant continued to show, and it's just two games against non-NBA competition, but still continued to show flashings of the things that make you think he might be able to become a star. And R.J. Hampton just was not very good at all. He was 1 of 8 from the field, total non-factor. And I was I got a tweet from somebody I was talking about in the last segment. The guy points out on Twitter, he says, Gary Parrish is making excuses for R.J. Hampton. I'm not making excuses for R.J. Hampton. I'm just explaining to you what happened. Like, he's probably better equipped to be playing against Kennedy Chandler right now than he is Ja Morant right now. He is somebody that, if he had not chosen the path that he's on, could theoretically be a high school senior right now. And what he looked like is a high school senior, an 18-year-old, playing against somebody who was a first-team All-American college point guard last season. Like, he didn't look the part, and perhaps that shouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world. That's not an excuse. It's just an explanation for why he was, possibly why he was not very good last night. He's in over his head.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a long way, obviously, between now and the draft, and he has a lot of opportunities between now and the draft to show that this was meaningless. But, I mean, it is true. There were all those scouts there. He could have looked better. He could have looked better. And then as for Ja, I just think it's incredibly exciting. We were talking about on the podcast with Chris Harrington, the Grizzlies have had some very good players. Pau is very good. Mark is very good. Zebo is very good. There have been other. Mike is very good. They haven't ever had a player who just an average 8-year-old kid wants to go out and buy his jersey because he's awesome and he lives in another city, right? That has never happened. There's been no one from another city has ever said, I just want this guy's jersey, right? Maybe if you're from Barcelona, you wanted Pau's jersey when he was playing for the Grizzlies. But there's been no one. Here, we grew to love them, but it was almost despite, with Zebo, it's amazing what he can do even though he can't jump, like that. And you can imagine that Ja could be, there's only one Steph Curry, and so I'm not saying that. But you can, watching Ja play, and he's got a cool name and everything else, you can imagine that he's the first player that the Grizzlies will have ever had who people outside of Memphis will buy his jersey. And more than, Jaren Jackson Jr. has been really good, honestly, by the way, for the last first, and has been the best player through the first two games easily. But Ja Morant could be the first Grizzly who people buy tickets to see. No one ever in another arena ever bought tickets to see any of the core four. They just didn't. That's why they had a hard time getting on national TV, even on the MLK egg game. And all you have to do is watch Ja, and you want to watch more.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Are you concerned at all? And again, the answer can reasonably be no. It's two exhibition games. Who cares? But, he's not even shooting the ball. And
no, he's not. He's, yeah.
Like, it's one thing to miss shots. He's not shooting the ball. It's pass first, and I think the number is only three, which is fine.
Three
jump shots through 40 minutes, or roughly 40 minutes of two exhibition games. He hasn't done anything to alleviate whatever question marks there might be about his ability to consistently make a jumper, if only because he hasn't even tried.
Yes, I mean, I'm not concerned. Very clearly, if you can't make jumpers in the league, there's a ceiling. You look at Ricky Rubio, and he can pass the ball, and he's a very good defender, and a different kind of player than Ja, but still a distributor who can guard, and he's Ricky Rubio. And particularly now in this league, your point guard score. And so you need Ja Morant. It's not only that. Ja Morant has not, as quick as he is, he has not gotten to the line once. Not once. He's taken one technical foul, I think. I think he's looking to create, really, and so almost to a fault. And so he will get baskets by going to the rim. And then, Mike couldn't shoot either when he first came into the league. It is weird. I don't know. You tell me. Some players come into the league, they can't shoot, and they develop a shot. Some players come into the league, they can't shoot, and they can never shoot. It seems to me that Ja looks like he has some touch, but he has a weird windup. Like, it all looks almost like a set shot when he's. I was at the first game, and the one deep jumper he took, it just sort of, he has to gather himself, and it doesn't look like, it looks like that. Yes, there needs to be work done. Rajon Rondo can never. He didn't shoot.
Right.
Still can't shoot, but like Jason Kidd got to be, I believe, a much better shooter over the course of his career. Came as a guy who just couldn't shoot, and became a much better shooter. Mike Conley became a vastly better shooter. Obviously, became an excellent shooter over the course of his career. So, the separate question is within the context of this year. I don't know who's going to score. Like, I mean, Jaren will score some, obviously, right? But he's not going to be a 28-point guy. You know, it's just not what he is. And you don't have Mike, who was a scorer for him the last few years. Obviously, Grayson Allen looks good right now. Just two games, but he looks good. After two games, I am more persuaded that this team is going to be fun to watch because Ja is going to be fun to watch than even I was at the beginning of the year. And I'm more persuaded that the team is going to be really bad than I was even at the beginning of it. Again, after two games, I think they're going to be really bad, and I think Ja is going to be really fun to watch. And I think both of those things can be true in much the same way that Trae Young was. The Hawks were really bad last year, and Trae Young was fun to watch.
That's what I would – if you're trying to figure out how the Grizzlies season might look, I think how the Hawks season looked like last year is probably the best blueprint. You'll have some interesting young players who are really fun to watch and have fun moments, but man, you get outscored by 22 basically every night, and it won't be that.
And honestly, I think it'll be tougher because you're in the West, and so it'll even be tougher than the Hawks. You know, the Hawks picked up a bunch of late wins. I don't know. Like I'm. What's the over under 26.5? Give me the under. Like there's not much. Give me the under. I'll take the under. Thank you very much. And we haven't seen Giannis yet, and he'll be a stabilizing force, and that'll be interesting to see. To me, there is intrigue everywhere. How good can Dylan Brooks be? How good can Jaren Jackson be? How good can Ja be? Grayson Allen. I mean, how good do you think Grayson Allen could be?
I think he can be a rotation player certainly a rotation player for a Grizzlies level team.
Can he be a rotation player on a good team?
Sure, I think so. I'm not ready to give up on that yet.
I mean, he can shoot and he's athletic, right?
Well, I mean, that's where you start. I mean, he's an athlete who can shoot. I know that he doesn't quote unquote look like an athlete based on stereotypes, but he's a 6'5" athlete who can shoot.
Oh, you just didn't see last night. Like, he had two blocks at the rim. He is an athlete. I don't think I realize what an athlete what is. I don't know what his vertical is from the combine, but I bet it's impressive.
Well, if you remember, and you won't, and because I barely do, and I was there, but, like, in the national championship game in 2015 when he was a freshman, it was sort of like his coming out party. Like, he was terrific in that championship game. And he was going through the lane and dunking, and people were like, oh, look at this white kid from Duke dunking on everybody. He, I believe, won the dunk contest at the McDonald's All-American game the year before. Like, I don't know what people think of Grayson Allen, but people tend to not think white players
are athletic.
People
think he's a white dude, right? Yeah, they think he's a white dude unless he's Chapman in the old days, right? He can't dunk.
He's bigger than most people think. He's more athletic than most people think, and he's a real shot maker. I mean, so, like, if those things come together, absolutely he can be a rotation player on a good team. I don't know that I'm guaranteeing it, but there's some stuff there that I understand why the Grizzlies would be at least interested and optimistic about him, given that he's still young and he can still do those things that we've identified.
Yeah, and obviously, he wasn't good in the summer league, but the last two games he's been really good. He and Jaren Jackson are the only two players who have scored in double figures in the first two games. And, it could not have opened up better for Grayson Allen, who's thrilled with the opportunity. And so far, so good.
It is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. We are now headed to the bottom of the third. St. Louis Cardinals now up 13-0. on the Atlanta Braves at SunTrust Park. And I really do think it starts to become a like a real thing if you're St. Louis you need to consider.
Oh, you pull everybody.
Not everybody. No. But I think you pull Flaherty. Right now he's thrown 33 pitches in 2 innings. I don't think I'd let him go to the fourth.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
is over.
I would get somebody up now.
Save him.
And just get him out. But, like, if you want to – there's no way I'm letting him throw 70, 80, 90 pitches.
No.
Like, that's just crazy.
No.
I mean, you're up 13-0. You now need to start looking forward to either game one against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium or game one against the Nationals at Busch Stadium. I know there's some confusion there, like who would host in the NLCS because – even though the Cardinals were division winners and the Nationals were wild card winners, the Nationals actually won more games than the Cardinals.
Okay.
The way it works is that when two division winners are playing in the NLCS, whoever won the most games in the regular season is going to host. They're going to host game one.
Okay.
And if there's a game seven, they're going to host game seven. So if it's Cardinals-Dodgers, the Dodgers won 106 games in the regular seasons. The Cardinals won 91. Game one and game two will be at Dodger Stadium. And if we ever got to a game seven, it would also be at Dodger Stadium. But if the Nationals beat the Cardinals tonight, wildcard teams are not allowed to host an NLCS game. Are not allowed to host game one. They're not allowed home field advantage, even if they won more games in the regular season than their opponent. So the fact that the Nationals are a wild card team eliminates them from the possibility of hosting game one of an NLCS. So if you're a Cardinals fan, if you want to play game one at Busch Stadium and have home field advantage in the NLCS, you're rooting for the Nationals to knock out the Dodgers tonight. If you don't care about those kinds of things and you just want the biggest, baddest NLCS you could get, Dodgers-Cardinals, then you want Walker Buehler to go to shut out the Nationals tonight. But either way, 13-0 Cardinals. They headed into the bottom of the third at SunTrust Park. We'll be back in a second.
Radio.com cash is coming up. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You can me? And there are 2 new restaurants, too. Buttruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rockin' good time. Or should I say a sham rockin' good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Jason 4E Band on Saturday. The Pistol and the Queen.
Need new tires? Check out the all-new Cooper Discoverer AT Truck and SUV Tire. With superior highway performance and handling on rocky and gravel roads. Cooper Tires. American-owned since 1914. Now available exclusively at your Walmart Auto Care Center.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's eventually going to become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now. So listen to me, Gary Parrish, when I tell you that you need to address it now, because it is a lintel problem probably, and it's common but bad. The good news is that American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you literally thousands of dollars. Now, listen, when you pull into your house tonight, I want you to look above your garage and see if you see cracks in those bricks. I hope you don't. That'd be ideal. But if you do, do not put this off. Go ahead and call American Standard Foundation at 901-390-5568. That's 901-390-5568. Because once you see those cracks in the bricks, the real damage is on the way. Might not be tomorrow. It could be a matter of weeks, maybe even months. But the real damage is on the way. This is not just going to fix itself or not become worse. And if it becomes worse, it's going to become a very expensive problem. That's why you need to get in touch with American Standard Foundation before it gets worse. There's two ways to do that. The number, I've already given it to you, 901-390-5568. The other way is just go to the website, asfoundationrepair.com, asfoundationrepair.com, and click on the Lintel Lift tab.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
ADP isn't just in the payroll business. We're in the people business, helping companies find them, train them, and empower them by clearing the way for them to do their best work. Because when your people thrive, your business thrives with them. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people, so you and your company can achieve what you're working for. Learn more at design.adp.com.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit OrionFCU.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save us.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, made.
This is what we're thankful.
This is what we think, think.
I can't believe we made it.
This is a different thing.
Hey. I ain't ever seen a crowd going, hey, hey.
It's now the top of the fourth down at SunTrust Park in Cumberland, Georgia. Cardinals 13, Atlanta Braves 0. If you missed it, the Cards scored 10 runs in the first inning. It is the most runs a franchise has ever scored in the first inning of a playoff game in Major League Baseball history. And in fact, the Cardinals smashed the record. The previous record was 7 runs by, I believe, the Brewers in a playoff game in 1958. Cardinals get 10 today against the Braves in the first, set a record, up 13-0 now. Jack Flaherty is through 3 innings. He's thrown 47 pitches. It'll be interesting to see how long St. Louis is going to just let him go out there. Seems pointless at this point. You're up 13-0. Yeah. I don't care who's in your bullpen. Like, if you can't, all you got to do is prevent the Braves from scoring 14 runs, even if you don't score again,
yeah,
and you're cool as school. So if I'm St. Louis, I know that sometimes managers and even fans are, you know, don't mess with karma, like nothing's over till it's over. But it's time to start looking forward to, yeah, either the Nationals or the Dodgers. If you're up 13-0, you got your ace on your mound, get him out of there, save his arm, and you'll have him more available to you in the NLCS than he otherwise would be. Again, Cardinals up 13-0 on the Atlanta Braves right now. They are in the top of the fourth inning. Somebody tweeted this. Pretty interesting how these things work sometimes. I don't draw any big meaning from it other than it's something somebody notices and then they tweet it and it gets a lot of retweets. But obviously this is the biggest, like, embarrassment postseason Atlanta sports since the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead,
oh yeah,
in the Super Bowl to the New England Patriots. And as somebody points out on Twitter, today is exactly 2 years, 8 months, and 3 days from the day that the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead to the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. Blew a 28-3 lead, and today is
that true?
I mean,
how does someone find that out?
I have no idea. I mean, I have an idea, but today is 2 years, 8 months, and 3 days since the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl to the New England Patriots. So, rough times to be an Atlanta sports fan. You blow a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And now, I can't really say you blew a game five, because it's not like you were up 5-0 and then lost it 6-5. I mean, you were tied 0-0. Game starts, top of the first. Next thing you know, you're down 4-0, 5-0, 6-0, ultimately 10-0 in the first. I don't know that you blew anything, but it is true. They were up 2-1 in this series.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to have multiple closeout opportunities. They were not able to close it out at Busch 2 days ago. And then they just get completely overwhelmed in the first inning today by the Cardinals. Go down 10-0 in the first, now 13-0 in the fourth. Braves season, just a couple of hours, it appears, from being over. And the Cardinals, barring a collapse of all collapses, are going to be in the NLCS, taking on either the Dodgers or the Nationals. Those two teams play tonight, 7:37. First pitch, Steven Strasburg against Walker Buehler. And hopefully, if nothing else, that's an interesting baseball
Please.
Game, because I don't want to not watch an interesting baseball game.
If you're TBS right now, you're just like, come on, we have 5 more innings of this.
Yes, like, you really, like, this is bad for business.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's one of the struggles that I know my bosses have at CBS with SEC football in Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Especially middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. Yep.
Because the truth is, Alabama is such a big brand that Alabama is going to draw a number no matter what. But the last thing you want is, you know, Alabama up 35-3 in the second quarter. Mm-hmm.
Especially because there's so many other games
going
on.
There's so many games going on. It's like people will start on CBS, America's Most Watched Network, Network of Stars. People will start with CBS to watch Alabama. Ooh, it's Nick Saban. It's Alabama. Let's watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're up 24-0, and suddenly Ohio State and Iowa are in a, you know, 3-point game. Well, let's check that out.
Yep.
or, you know, whatever is happening around the country. Let's check that out. And so what do you do if you're a network executive? You've got the biggest brand in college football, Alabama, at your disposal. You can put them on TV if you want. Why wouldn't you? Well, the reason is because they probably are going to be in a lopsided game, at which point you start to lose your audience. And to your point about this game five, like, you start out with two passionate fan bases, two pretty good market sizes, St. Louis, Atlanta, Braves, Cardinals. But once it's 10-0 in the first, like, who's watching this?
I'm done, yeah.
Yeah, we're done. Like, okay, I'll come back at 7:37 and we'll watch the Dodgers and Nationals. But I ain't going to sit around and watch a 13-0, a 14-0 baseball game. That's a waste of time. Like, whatever stuff I needed to get done now, but I wasn't going to do it because I was going to watch a baseball game. Well, I'll go back to getting that stuff done now, and we'll be back 7:37 for Dodgers and Nationals. So you're exactly right. From TBS perspective, I don't know if it's a disaster, but it's certainly not good. You'd want a compelling, competitive baseball game on, and the Cardinals made sure that wasn't going to be a thing very quickly. They're now headed to the bottom of the fourth. St. Louis 13, Atlanta nothing. Be back with dinner to go.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit, and good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettinelli suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Tunica's Horseshoe Casino proudly presents Gin Blossoms and Tonic. Gin and Tonic Tour, live in concert. Multi-platinum rockers Gin Blossoms and alt-rock chart toppers Tonic, live. The Gin and Tonic Tour. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or visit horseshoetunica.com for more details. Ages 18 and up, must be 21 or older to gamble. Don't forget to stop before you start gambling. Phone call 1-800-522-4700.
Check out Bass Pro Shops Flocktoberfest, October 12th and 13th at the Memphis Pyramid, with huge savings on all the gear you need, free seminars by expert duck hunters, and regional and national calling championships, emceed by Jim Ronquest, with over $20,000 in cash and prizes, including the championship prize, a Tracker Off-Road 800SX side-by-side, and a one-night stay at Big Cypress Lodge. You can register on-site or visit basspro.com/Flocktoberfest for details.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
It's the final days of Macy's Columbus Day Sale with our lowest prices of the season on furniture. With cooler temperatures here, you can stay cozy and refresh the whole house with perfect updates for your living room, bedroom, dining room, and more. And when you use your Macy's card, you'll get special financing on any furniture or mattress purchase of $499 or more. Shop in-store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY for our lowest prices of the season on furniture. Financing subject to credit approval. See store associate for details.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want a grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if he do, draw blood like an IV.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
You're damn right. It is so smooth you can drink it straight. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And it really is what I buy when I inside the liquor store. And the reason is because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. It's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want to. Why would you want to do that if I'm giving you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced? Fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam's got you covered. Got a variety. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one, try them all. Mix them together if you want to. It's October for crying out loud. They got a gluten-free vodka as well. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, gluten-free New Amsterdam vodka, that's the bottle you need to pick up. Next time you're in a liquor store, bar, or a restaurant, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we've mostly been focusing on baseball. First, initially, because we thought it was going to be an incredible doubleheader.
I was excited.
2 elimination games in the National League playoffs, and still might be an incredible doubleheader. Perhaps the nightcap will be great between the Dodgers and Nationals, but boy, did this Cardinals-Braves game go the wrong way for Atlanta very, very quickly. It started at 4:02, and by about 4:08, the Braves were behind, and by the time the first inning was over, it was 10-0. St. Louis, most runs ever scored in the first inning of a game by a team in the history of the Major League Baseball playoffs. Nobody had ever scored 10 runs in the first inning before. Of a playoff game until the St. Louis Cardinals did it earlier today. Jack Flaherty is still on the mound for St. Louis. There was some thought, at least thought from my perspective, that maybe the Cardinals will pull him when they went up 13-0, or when they went up 10-0, or when they went up 13-0. They're now up 13-1. Josh Donaldson solo home run for Atlanta, but Flaherty is still pitching. He's up to 64 pitches right now. It's just managing malpractice to keep him in there much longer than this. He is in the bottom of the fourth now. I don't think I'd let him go out there for the fifth if I were managing St. Louis, but I'm not managing St. Louis, so we will see. Either way, Cardinals up 13-1 on the Atlanta Braves. The fourth inning is now over. We're headed for the top of the fifth. Barring a collapse of all collapse, the Cardinals will advance to play either the Nationals or the Dodgers. If the Dodgers win tonight, a game one would be Friday at Dodger Stadium. If the Nationals win tonight, game one would be Friday at Busch Stadium.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Ah, we've touched on it. I think it's pretty clearly. NL playoffs, Nationals, Dodgers, Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles and California. The winner advances to the NLCS where it will, again, presumably play the St. Louis Cardinals. The loser is done. Awesome pitching matchup. Steven Strasburg against Walker Buehler. And, man, if you're the Nationals, you don't want to be on the road and you don't want to be facing that Dodgers lineup. But if you are on the road and facing that Dodgers lineup, so you're on the road, the inferior team, you know, Steven Strasburg's the type of guy that gives you a fighting chance. You know, the Dodgers are big favorites for a reason, about minus 180 on the money line. But it's scary to me if you're a Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
Because you've played this entire season. You won more games than anybody else in the National League. You are the favorite to get to the World Series. And, you know, you take your shot against anybody considering – you know, you've got a rotation featuring Walker Buehler and the ERA leader this season, not to mention that sure bet first ballot Hall of Famer in Clayton Kershaw. The whole thing's right in front of you. Possibly first World Series title since 1988, and yet you got to beat Steven Strasburg tonight to do it.
Yeah.
And when he's going, and he's not always going, but when he's going, he's as tough to deal with as anybody in the major leagues.
Has he lived up to the hype?
I think so.
I mean, he was so well known so young when he came into Major League Baseball.
Well, he was an incredible prospect. And, you know, he's dealt with injuries.
Yep.
And they shut him down famously that one season where they were in the postseason. And they just said for the long term, you know, health of this incredible pitching talent, we're just not going to use him in the playoffs. And it's impossible to say whether that was smart or dumb, but he's obviously had a nice career since then. He's a three-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Led the National League in wins this year. Led the National League in strikeouts in 2014. Like, I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer at this point, but, you know, career record, like 112. 58 with a 3.17 ERA. He is rock solid.
Yeah.
Rock solid. Got a big contract and is basically, I think lived up to the hype. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer yet, but certainly he's only 31 years old. He's got a chance to still put together a Hall of Fame resume. So if you're the Dodgers, man, that's not ideal. The Dodgers are the better team, and the Dodgers got a stud on the mound too, but Strasburg's the type of guy that can carry an inferior team to a win on the road in an elimination game. So I'm really looking forward to that. 7:37 first pitch, Dodgers Nationals. You'll be able to watch that on TBS tonight.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, a replay of the 2008 Super Bowl, if you care about that. Giants Patriots, that's on the NFL Network at 7 o'clock. That's the game where Eli Manning prevents New England from completing a perfect undefeated season. And the 300th episode of South Park is tonight at 9 o'clock on Comedy Central. South Park's obviously been in the news this week because it's been banned in China.
Right.
China now hates the NBA and South Park. Those are the two things.
What a run for South Park.
Yeah, they hate the Chinese people and the Chinese government at this point. They hate the NBA and they hate South Park. And we spent some time on it yesterday, not much time on it today. But this ongoing deal between the NBA and China, like it's an ongoing deal. Like,
yeah.
They canceled a project that the Lakers were supposed to be involved in earlier today. They just canceled that. They were painting over or bringing down posters or murals of LeBron James and other L.A. Lakers, you know, in China. This is a place where the NBA was incredibly popular this time last week. Mm-hmm. And now they're, like, painting over murals, canceling events. President Trump spoke up about it today. Did you see his comments?
No, what'd he say?
He said the NBA is going to have to figure out their own deal with China, but he went out of his way to mention he saw the interview with Steve Kerr and he saw the interview with Greg Popovich and, you know, just did that passive-aggressive thing where it's like, you know, I just felt, you know, it was sad to watch, you know. They sure do speak up all the time about, you know, how much they hate America and hate the United States and how big our problems here are on a variety of issues. But when they're asked about China, oh boy, they don't have much to say anymore. I just think it's sad. And that's more or less what the president said. So, you know, that's been a huge talking point this week that Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich, and I can acknowledge it's 100% true.
It is.
They are very quick to jump on, whether it's gun laws or all sorts of things. You know, the borders, controversy in our country, and they have been, relatively speaking, mostly quiet on this issue. Why is that? We talked about it at length yesterday. You can go check that podcast if you want.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that Rihanna's Vogue cover, the story published today at Vogue.com, it's an interesting story, just sort of detailing how she was gone from Grammy-winning superstar to, like, fashion mogul, you know, making hundreds of millions of dollars in the fashion industry. To a lesser degree, she has sort of transitioned from music to fashion, similar to the way that Kanye West has transitioned from music to fashion. So if you're interested in that and her thoughts on why she turned down the Super Bowl earlier this year, out of respect for, as she put it, Colin Kaepernick, you can find that. The story is published and available now at Vogue.com. That's Vogue.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Thursday. We'll look back at, I guess there won't be much to look back at Braves Cardinals.
No,
but
that one's over.
But we'll look back at Dodgers Nationals, I can promise you that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also get ready for Thursday Night Football. That's Giants Patriots. And then Game 5 ALDS between the Rays and Astros. That's tomorrow night as well. I'll have Jay Billis from ESPN in the first hour. He was on campus with Penny Hardaway earlier today. What did he learn from the Memphis basketball coach? Jay Billis will join me in the first hour. Jeff Calkins in the second. It should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi there, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. If you're looking for a great place on a Thursday night, join us for tacos and tunes on our patio from 6:30 to 9:30. Enjoy the great atmosphere and live music as you relax on our downtown patio. Unwind from the day and get ready for the weekend with $2 tacos featuring Claybrook Farms and Lake's Catfish and special summer cocktails. Thursdays on the patio at Felicia Suzanne's. We're located on Main Street between Monroe and Madison Avenues with parking on Front Street. Visit FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Time for another Action Network Flash. Despite Atlanta's 1-4 start, bettors are backing Dan Quinn's team in week 6. Over 80% of the money is on Atlanta as a 3-point favorite in Arizona. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Sign up for a Fifth Key Rewards card and you can win up to $100,000 in cash. It's the new member $100,000 Lucky Clover kiosk game at the Fifth Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with 5 of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
In just a few short seconds, Igor, my creation will be alive.
Yes, master.
It's alive. It's alive. Okay, quick, Igor, open the door.
Okay. It's not working.
Igor, get the door open. He's going to destroy the lab. Igor, call Door Pro. I should have gotten monster insurance.
Garage door getting a little creepy? Call Door Pro. Thousands of doors in stock with same-day service available. Call 901-DOOR-PRO. 901-366-7776 or doorproinc.com.
An amazing thing happened the other day. My son Ben and I were out to lunch, and Ben said, "Hey, Dad, I like your pants." Now, I've been on this earth for 57 years, and one thing nobody has ever said to me is, "I like your pants," especially my 22-year-old son. I never imagined he'd even notice my pants, but that's what happens when you shop for quality clothing and when you listen to the gentle suggestions of the people at O'Call. The pants I was wearing that day happened to be Brack's pants. I never would have bought them if they hadn't been suggested to me, but they're incredibly comfortable and irrefutably stylish. They make me look good. Yes, that's me, Jeff Calkins. Who would have figured that? This doesn't just apply to the pants at O'Call either. It applies to everything they sell. Sweaters, jackets, suits, ties. Quality clothing just feels different, and it just looks different. It's why O'Call has been in business since 1859. And right now, O'Call is brimming with new fall merchandise. Stop in and sharpen up your own wardrobe today. If O'Call can make me look stylish, well, just imagine what it can do for you.
Radio.com cash is coming up. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.